This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. What is the deal with influencers? Here's a way that I'm clearly out of sync with contemporary life and culture. I try to keep up. I read the papers. Every once in a while, I look at social media or this and that. I know what AI is and can follow the issues. I've used ChatGPT from time to time. I'm not a total techno peasant. But there's one phenomenon that I just don't understand. Influencers. What are they really? Why do people care and give them cachet? I read their social media following. I read about their so-called brand. I even read about how they monetize both their following and their brand. How are they any different than salespeople or real estate agents? Would any of us make life decisions based on a car salesman's opinion except about cars, or a real estate hawker on anything but houses or land? Would they be asked to appear at big cultural events like the Met Gala, whatever that is, or have the camera pan on them at a sporting event or a store opening? I don't think so. But these so-called influencers show up everywhere like bad pennies. I've read about some people, when asked what they want to do when they grow up, say, I want to be an influencer. Wow, really? And hawk stuff for a living, including themselves. Are these people just replacing the workers who used to be at the cosmetic counters in department stores? These were jobs that ghettoized women in segregated sectors. How is taking them away from brick and mortar and putting them on the internet or social media make them any different than those sales folks in our mother's days? Isn't the whole thing about having a brand just selling yourself? How is that not a substitution for service to customers by inserting themselves as models and hawkers on air all around us rather than one-on-one in person? These influence hype people aren't even the worst of the bunch. Other branded influencers are pod people and clickbaiters, snagging and snaring internet surfers on their shoals with fake news, conspiracies, doxing, and personal attacks, often based on political persuasion, misogyny, racism, and more. As social media companies retreat from monitoring hate speech to obvious untruths, regardless of their adverse impacts, these people are making sales where there's no return policy. Like the old standard, don't let your children grow up to be cowboys, the same should be applied to whatever this influencer thing is. This is not a real or good job for anyone or for the good of our society. Just saying. This is Wade Branthke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.